Hello. Hi, my name is George. I'm conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services, Behavioral Health Division. Your number was selected at random and will not be collecting any identifying information about you. Your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community. Could you please tell me your age?
63.
And do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Male.
And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you. I'm going to ask you some questions about how often you think teens in your school district use certain substance. And if you're not sure of the answer, just give your best guess. Note that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal youth use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. And here's the first one. How often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor?
I'd say quite often.
Would you say daily or once a week?
Weekly.
Okay. And how often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form like pot, weed, or concentrated in any form as hash or oil?
Oh, I'd say probably daily.
And how often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Quite often, so I'd say daily.
Daily, okay. Now, thank you again for taking my call. Now, I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth substance used in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each one. And if you do not agree with either one, just let me know for each statement. And I will also ask your opinion about what most adults in your community think. And if you're not sure about the answer, just give your best guess. Here's the first one. I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with the Minnesota law. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
The other one says vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
I strongly agree.
What about using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do?
Strongly agree.
The other one says, most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Okay. The other one says, most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Agree.
The other one says most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Strongly agree.
My community should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Agree.
Parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adapt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Strongly agree.
And thank you for your patience. The other one says most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Agree.
The other one says parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
And thank you again for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. The other one says drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
My community should adapt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Say that one again.
Yeah. My community should adapt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Agree.
My community should adapt laws or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
And so the one here says, I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
And thank you again for your patience. We are at 95%. We're about to conclude. Next, I'm just going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substance, which are all illegal for adults in Minnesota. And if you're not sure about the answer, just give me your best guess. Here's the first one. How often do you drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor?
Once a month.
Once a month? Okay. And how often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form, other than medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor?
Never.
Okay. And how often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Never.
And now, I just have a few final questions for statistic purposes only. So far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard messages or material that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping?
I don't think I have any.
And how would you describe yourself? A white, Hispanic, a black, African American?
White.
Okay, thank you. And as a token of our appreciation, the Substance Prevention, Education, and Action Coalition will donate $5 for each completed survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. Please choose the organization you would like our coalition to donate on your behalf. I have Rangers Support, Rangers, or Community Scholarship Foundation, or Forest Lake Family Pathway.
Family Pathways.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy your
evening.
Thank you again.
You bet. Bye.
You're welcome.